Good evening, everyone. We're going to be studying from the Sfas Emes, Parshas Vayakel, Tuf Resh Lamed Hei. The first Sfas Emes on Vayakel, Shnas Tuf Resh Lamed Hei. In these editions of the Sfas Emes, page 339 on the right-hand side. After just a few days collecting the necessary materials for the building of the Mishkan, the Torah says that the wise men in charge of the work, each of them, and from every one of the various crafts, ish ish mi malachta asher hema osim. Vayamru el Moshe lemar, and they said to Moshe, marbim ha'am lohavi midei ha'avido lamlocha asher tziva Hashem la'asa yisaysa. People are bringing much more than we need to do the work commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah goes on and says, Vayitzav Moshe, Moshe therefore commanded Vayaviru kol b'machane, an announcement, a chruz for all of the camp. Ish v'isha al yasu od malacha l'sumas HaKadosh. Don't bring any more of the material needed for the Trumas HaKadosh, for the building of the Mishkan. And then the Torah reports, Vayikolei ha'am mehavi. And then the people stop bringing material. And then another pasuk. A pasuk that surely seems redundant, where the pasuk concludes, V'hamalacha ha'isadayom l'chol hamalacha la'asal sosa v'hoseh. And the work they had done, what they've brought in order to bring the Mishkan, was enough. Plus, enough and more. So there are many, many questions, but the first question he asks is, Yesh lahavin, ma ze ha'arichus b'tor b'inyan ze? So much about how much there was and who came and explained that it's more than needed, and Moshe therefore announces a special announcement, let them not bring, and they indeed stopped, and then a repetition, well, there was enough, plus. And what did they do with that surplus? Another question. So the Sfas Emes has a completely different take on what the Torah is teaching us. V'nira ki ra'u hatzadikim v'hachachamim. That's what they were. These were chachamim ha'isim. It's called malachas ha'kaidish. These were chosen chachamim, along with Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur and Aholiyah ben Achisamach. Lamate Don, these were very special people, and they understood who was giving, how they were giving, what they were giving, including the kavanos behind the giving. Kiro hatzedikim b'chachamim kinispashe tahisnadvus yoiser meharoi. That the motives for giving, that the donations were coming from more than the altruistic and very correct purpose of bringing in order to build the Mishkan Hashem. That there had been so much enthusiasm and excitement of other kinds, with other motives, subtle, but nevertheless damaging, because they're less than pure. V'chashishu shelo yihya oid b'ratzen emes l'shem shemayim. Once there are other motives, then there could be motives that, even if just in some small sense, don't include complete, pure l'shem shemayim. Now, we know there are mitzvahs that, and tzedakah certainly can be done because a person has rachmanis. A person has a sense of compassion. More than a sense of righteousness, a sense of compassion. And then a person could give because it's an honor to be involved. Maybe worse, it's public honor to be involved. And then, in the case of tzedakah, it's permissible. The Torah says, the Navi says, if a person needs a Yeshua and turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, I'm giving tzedakah and may it be for a zchus, for the refuah, or for increased parnasa, for shidduch, it's permissible. But it's not the purest kavana. So while in other mitzvahs and in tzedakah, in that case it's okay. We're building the Mishkan Hashem. Building a sanctuary, bringing the Shekhinah, and the giving is like the Torah says, Kol Nidiv Liboy Yivieho. And Rashi on the Pasuk says, what's Nidiv Liboy? Lashon Rotzoin HaTov. That's the Rashi in Parshas Truma. That Nidiv Liboy means the goodwill. Rotzoin HaTov. The kind of Rotzoin that you call Toiv. So, That's very pure. It has to be very, very pure. You know, when you're preparing something, perhaps a medicine, that it's a cure, or it needs to be something of a very high level of purity in order for its effectiveness to bring about the results you're looking for. So they have people wearing white coats in a laboratory and maybe even running all kinds of air filtration systems. So that when you're building a Mishkan and you want the Shekhinah to be drawn to us here, you can't have ulterior motives. You can't build a Mishkan when there are kavanos that are not exactly what the kavanos have to be. So these chachamim started to sense or suspect, chashashu, the Sfasema says, that there was something not necessarily 100% perfect in the Ratzon, that it wasn't all entirely l'shem shemai. And that had to be corrected. And what he's going to go on to say is not just that they corrected it moving forward, but if the people hear this reminder, so then they look back on what they already have given and they correct their kavana. They correct their kavana and say, ah, what did I do? Of course I want it to be. Now the fact is, the item may even already have been made. Chances are, of course, it was not yet made because this was just within a few days. But then that correction does the job. That correction does the job. And now, even though, yes, it's retroactive, but the kavanas of the person now are corrected. And therefore, everything that's going into this keli or into the paroiches or into the krushim, whatever they are donating, now with that corrected kavana, so the kavana has been corrected, and all of that which is going to be built and made is going to have of that purity that's been regained. And it's being regained because Moshe Rabbeinu told us, pause, think about why we're giving, and even retroactively, if you have to, we're giving it for the right reason, and it becomes corrected. He says a fascinating thing. Ki hakol holech achar haratzon l'shem shemayim. Everything depends on the ratzon l'shem shemayim. You have a ratzon l'shem shemayim, it's perfect. You know, there was a great chacham here in Yerushalayim in the 17th century, Moshe Chagiz. Moshe Chagiz writes that a century earlier in Tzfas, there arrived one of the Anusim. He was a Jew who had been in Portugal and had been really living clandestinely as a Jew. A Marano came to Portugal and was able to once again embrace Jewish life and become again involved in Torah and in Avodah and coming to Shiurim. He came to a Shiur and he heard a wonderful Shiur that someone gave, the Rav gave a shir about the Mishkan, the Mikdash, and the Lechem HaPanim on the Shulchan. But that now, Bavaraseinu HaRabim, it is no longer a Shulchan. But the Shulchan represented once upon a time, you know, all of the Shefa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring and to bless us with. Now we can't put any more Lachmim before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Heri Ban HaMikdash will be able to. This Yud was so moved by this description of how it was prepared every Erev Shabbos and placed on the Shulchan of Nei Hashem. So he had an idea. He asked his wife to bake challahs. They baked challahs and he brought the challahs into the Beis HaKnesses. No one was there. It was just, you know, before Shabbos, a few hours before, everyone was busy. He puts down the challahs and says a tefillah. Kadosh Baruch Hu, accept my lechem. Like you would accept and put on the shulchan, Asher lefnei Hashem, the lechem upon him, and the Beis HaMikdash was kayim, and be mezak klal Yisrael. Comes back later that night, comes to the Beis Knesses, Kabbalah Shabbos, Maariv, and behold, they're not there. They're not there, and he believes, so with such joy, that the lechem upon him that he left was taken and accepted up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shamash, who prepares the Beis HaKnesses and looks at the Sefer Torah to make sure that it's set to the right parsha for the Kriya Satorah, came in, smelled fresh challahs in a basket, and said, "Oh, this is delicious." And he takes the lachmim home. This happened week after week after week until one week, this Rav who had taught about the Lechem Aponim happened to be there in the back of the Beis Knesses, and in comes this Yid, and he and his wife prepared the Chalas with all the Chumras and all the Hidurim, and he puts the Chalas down, and again he's saying and he's davening that the Baruch should accept the Lechem like he accepted the Lechem Aponim, and should be a Zchus for Klal Yisrael, and should bring the Gula and the Herib Yibana HaMikdash. The Rav asks him, "What are you doing?" And he says, "Well, you taught us about Lechem Aponim, and I wanted to bring the Lechem Aponim. I wanted to offer Lechem Aponim to Hashem." Oh, and the Rav yells at him and says, "You fool! You can't bring Lechem Aponim. You think a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes your Lechem Aponim in the absence of the Mikdash? There's no Achila, there's no Shasiya. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not have what to, doesn't need what to eat or to drink." It gives him a dressing down, and poor Yid is so embarrassed. The Shamash is watching. The Shamash, you know, explains that, "Oh yeah, he's found the challahs week after week." Before this, Yid had a chance to go home. Before this, Rav had a chance to turn around and go home. In comes one of the Talmidim of the Arizal, the Guri HaAri, and says to him, "You're learning, preparing for your shir tomorrow. You don't have to prepare, because by that time tomorrow you'll already be in the Olam HaEmes. It's a gzeira. Go home, be mitzavah to your mishpacha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since the Zman HaKhurban, has never had so much nachas ruach as he had these past weeks from this youth who brought this lechem innocently, yeah, naively, but with such kavana, with such taharas halev and tmimus. Kadosh Baruch Hu hasn't had anyone bring anything to him that way. May us, from the time of the Churban, and you just destroyed that." So the Kavana, the Ritzayin HaTayif, is all that Hashem looks for. And now he says, he quotes an idea from the Baal Shem Tov, the Pasuk in Yecheskel, the first Pasuk in Yecheskel in the description of the Merkava, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yudalad. V'hachayos rotzoi v'shoiv. The chayos are kodesh to malachim. Rotzoi v'shoiv. They're running and then running back. Kimare habazak. Like lightning flashes. It has many, many meanings, and it's important to understand what it means. It means that there's a desire to reach to far more than what we can understand, and then we are literally repelled by the fact that we're not able to reach there where we would like to, in reaching and understanding and in clinging to the divine. But it has another meaning.
Ki yesh b'chol dov b'chinas ratzo v'shoif. Perish, al pi mashe kosev b'shem habesht. Lirois, everyone must be sure and careful. She mikol avayda, yikabel yira u'busha. Everything we do should cause us a greater amount of yira shemayim and a greater amount of humility. Can you imagine? That when you accomplish, of course you're happy, oh, good gedavent, Shabbos was meaningful, but how about, but how could I make it better? Couldn't that be more beautiful, Mirtzeshem, next time? And one thing you need, for sure, you got to be careful. I did this so well. I accomplished this so beautifully. Oh, my Shabbos. Oh, my davening. Oh, my, He says, no. Mikol avoda, we should be gaining more yiras, shemayim, and even busha. It's a sense of humility before God. Ki kishagayme kol maisav bol yidei gavos. Otherwise, when you're finished and you did well, you're going to be proud of yourself. Everybody here, I'm sure, learns and feel a good sugya and geshmak. Be careful. You make a siyum on a nesachta. You say hadra nalach means, oh, do I need to go back? Oh, do I need to chazer? Oh, do I need? Otherwise, I what have I done? I've scratched the surface of meseches bava kama. You get a little proud, don't you? You feel good. Ah, so what do? If you stop, pause. Or as we say in English, take a step back and think about what you're doing and why you're doing it. Oh, that's a good corrective. And think about, what am I doing? And before whom I'm doing it, before whom I stand, as I daven, when I do my tefillah, when I do my mitzvah, ze atzmoi tikkun ha-maisa koroi. That's the corrective. So that what we're going to do moving forward will be better. And the chiddush now is also, that since that's part of your avodah, so that means ratzoi v'shoiv, like the chayus ha-kodesh, are constantly... It's L'shem Shemayim. Am I doing it correctly? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm before you. I remember. I'm thinking. I pause. It even works to correct that which was already accomplished. U'Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom V'HaChachomim Shomru Ma'ise B'nei Yisrael. This is how Moshe Rabbeinu called out to the B'nei Yisrael and said to them, be careful. Don't do it with anything but the purest intentions. Think about what you're doing. And that's what Moshe was calling out. And that's what the Chruz was all about. Vayaviru kol b'machane. Ish ish al yasu oid melacha l'srumas ha-kodesh. Don't do anything more than just for the sake of Trumas HaKodesh. That's what they were accomplishing. And then it even worked on what they had already given. Shalol hisariv boy pniyos. Pniyos meaning where you have a turn, an ulterior motive. Like to be poignant, meaning to turn to something or for some other reason. Now he says a fascinating thing. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh asks, well, one second. It says, Hamlocha HaYisad Dayom. It was enough. Then it says, V'hoser. So that's a contradiction. V'hamlocha HaYisad Dayom, L'chon HaMlocha, L'asayisayisom. V'hoser. So is it enough, or is it more than enough? And he explains the Or HaChaim that you can't say, well, it means there was enough plus, because that's not what's being said. So the Rechaim HaKadosh says a fascinating thing. The Rechaim says, in Echanami, there was more gold, there was more wool, there was more. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that it wasn't too much. Whatever there needed to be,
suddenly there needed to be a little more. Now, if you and I would have measured it scientifically, we probably would have come up with just the exact amount. But somehow, certainly in the spiritual sense, in its ruchnius, whatever was just enough. That's the Aruch Haim's answer. V'huzal tiritz shal yidei shehayisrin hoya b'nedivis b'nei Yisrael shileim HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehem scharam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards them with this miracle. V'kolal hayisrin gam kein b'melechas HaMishkan. So that what was left over became included, and undetectably so, included in just exactly what they needed for the Mishkan. That's the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. When he answers, well, what happened to the extra? Right? By the way, it's a real question that we know everybody has to contend with. It. The Malbim says, very practically, you know, well, you're going to need to make repairs. So they use the extra material, and in Mirtz Hashem, when they have to, they'll use it to make repairs. Right? Says the Sfas Emes, no, we're not talking about quantity, we're talking about quality. He says, "Ulefi darkenu perashnu." What we can now understand is, "Ki al yidei zeh shemanu atzmam achakach meharibui kidichziv vayikolei ha'am." That's why the pasuk is there, and that's why the Torah goes into the length of this all. "Al yidei zeh tiknu zeis hayisrin shalei niskalkel hanedava al yidei hispashtus kiniskel el." That what they accomplished was they checked themselves. And now, their kavanos were again refocused. Whatever, listen, they must have had some pride. Hey, look at this, we're all bringing, wow, I brought, my neighbor brought, we all, it's such a good feeling, right? Don't do it because it gives you a good feeling. That's very nice for many, many other things and other mitzvahs, but to build the Mishkan? No. There has to be with the purest L'shem Shamayim. So that was accomplished again by this assertion of them all of the Kavanos. And that's what he's now going to say. This is what we need to do in all of our mitzvahs. We all need to check ourselves, because it's only natural that we have a certain, we're human beings. We're flesh and blood human beings, and we have a certain self-consciousness where we watch ourselves or look at ourselves, and could have all kinds of reasons to be, oh, my mishpacha sees this, and my children see, my wife sees it, my husband sees it, and we accomplished this, we have nice standing and place in the community, however you want to conceive of the Shalei L'Shem Shemayim. And it's not tragic, it's not Chalila, you know, of some terrible kind of Kavanah. But why not have pure Kavanahs? Why not have the really holy, holy Kavanahs that are totally L'Shem Shemayim? Now he says a fascinating thing. He says, "V'shamati me'adoni avi zikni, mari v'rebi zal, t'chadush yirim." Famous pasuk in Shir Hashirim, "Mayofu fa'amayich bano olim bas nadiv." How beautiful are you? Pamoich means your steps. Bano olim, while you still wear your shoes. Now, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash and the Azara, you have to take your shoes off. So the pasuk means, before you even get to the Beis HaMikdash, the Oilei Regel, every step that Oilei Regalim take to walk to the Beis HaMikdash, every step is a mitzvah, because that's the mitzvah being Oilei Regel. Last week's parsha a few weeks ago, right? That when you take a step toward the Beis HaMikdash, it's a mitzvah. Schar Psios, it's called. We come to shul. By the way, if you live a little farther away from shul, don't feel so bad.
especially on a rainy day, because you have schar psios. Maybe there's a schar for every drop of water that makes you feel a little wet and uncomfortable too. You have schar psios. That's what the pasuk means. That's the pshat in the pasuk. But now, says the Chiddush Yerim, Piresh, ki nedivus haratzoin of ma yafu for amayich bano olim bas nadiv. It's referring not just to the one who's about to be misnadiv in the Beis HaMikdash. It means any nadava. And the olim is now, doesn't just mean the shoes, but from the lashon of something locked. Min'ol is a lock. Lin'ol delet means to lock a door. Nidivus haratzin tzorach min'ol ushmira. Shelo yispashet haratzin v'hacheshek l'dvarim acher. Ma'yafu f'mayich banu olim bas nadiv means you who are devoting so much, you have na'olim, you have the locks and checks on your ratzin to make sure that your ratzin is l'shem shemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ma'yofu f'amayich. Every step that a yid takes, b'na'olim, where he's careful, bas nediv, that his nedavus should be l'shem shemayim. That you stand up before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you daven in a way that's totally l'shem shemayim. And you do a mitzvah, whatever the mitzvah might be, it's a tzedakah l'shem shemayim. You're thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're thinking only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want nothing, I want no covet, I don't even want schar. I just want your ratzon should be fulfilled. And you lock and protect against any foreign, any ulterior ratzon, any imperfection, chalila, in the mitzvah. V'zehu pirush ha-mishnah, mashmi'in al hashkolim. This week, this Shabbos is Shabbos Shkolim. Note, he says, that the Mishnah says that on the first of Adar, mashmi'in al hashkolim v'al ha-kilayim. Kilayim meaning that you cannot, should not have anything growing in your fields that's mixed of various and species intermingled, chalila. What, why would we be mashmiya and shkolim that need to be collected for the beginning of the new nedavos, the beginning of the new karbanos in the Mishkan Aleph Nissen? We start with the collections for the new year. Why announce that at the same time as the kalayim? Why do they come together? Because kalayim, by definition, means adulteration, where things are mixed in with what you want and should be planting that doesn't belong there. So that's al hashkolim v'al hakilayim. That the shkolim should be devoted and donated with the purest kavano, without kilayim in the kavanos of the shkolim. Shelo yisarvu ritzoinos acherim l'ritzoin hanedava. That the ritzoin with which you give that shekel, or the machzis shekel, should be so pure. And then he says, "Vegan pirish kilayim." You know what kilayim means? Also, where something is held where it shouldn't be, like a base hakela. What's a jail? It's a kela. Vegan pirish kilayim kumay vayikolei ha'am milahavi. Like the word in our pasuk, vayikolei ha'am doesn't mean only to stop, but to hold back, to make sure that the kavanas are correct. And finally, he says, Zehu shekosef ha'oshel lo yarbe, v'hadal lo yamit. Being marbe, the wrong kavanas, having some other notion and another idea or motive. Shulchan Aruch, very, very beginning of Shulchan Aruch. I think it's Simon Dalad of Shulchan Aruch. Toiv ma'at tachanunim b'kavano me'harbois. B'loy kavana. I'm not sure where it is. So it's very, very beginning. It's one of the first, in the first simon, or one of the first simonim in Shulchan Aruch, where we are told, you know, that it talks about saying tikkun chatzos and then tachanunim, and it says a little bit with kavana is better than harbois b'loy kavana. And that's, he says, Ha'osher lo yarbe. Doesn't mean only not more than a machzis a shekel. It means don't do it for any other reason. Just l'shem shemayim. No extraneous kavanos. And that's why it's called Vayikolei Ha'am. The pasuk says Vayikolei Ha'am Mehavi. Being careful and having a controlled sense of what I'm giving and why I'm giving it. And that's Mashmi'in al Hashkolim va'al Akilayim. Because when we give, or whatever mitzvah we're doing, it has to be done without admixture of anything that's not the purest Ritzayin HaBayri Yisparach.